Audio tour stop number 5. Rush Mine. Gold mining history. There's gold in them hills. Although not very well known, the Uaris have a rich gold mining history, and at one point in time there were many active gold mining sites in the area. The site of the first documented gold discovery in the United States was North Carolina. North Carolina was the location of most of the nation's gold production until 1848, which signaled the beginning of the California Gold Rush. In fact, legend has it that the streets of Troy were once paved with gold, that the dirt to construct them was brought from a mine in El Dorado, and citizens would find large nuggets right there in the pavement. Nowadays, gold prospecting is more hobby than occupation, and remains a popular pastime in this area and nationwide. Many stories have been told about the Uaris Mountains gold mining activities. The following stories are taken from Joe Moffitt's book, An Afternoon Hike into the Past. One of these stories is about an old rush mine located on the Uaris Trail. One version of the story is that two men set out to swindle an old lady from New York whose husband had struck it rich and salted the land they owned above the once-paying Glias mine. However, they never got to cash in on it as she died before making the deal. Another version goes that the old lady already had an option on the land and lived at the old Jackson house while prospecting the mine. She was supposed to have hired the two men to do work, and when they discovered gold in the 18-foot hole in small nugget form, she left to go north to New York to buy equipment to work the mine, saying she would return in about 10 days. However, she had a stroke while in New York and died there around 1900, and of course never returned. The two men then were supposed to have left with what gold they had, which was to the extent of several small cloth bags, which they showed to a neighboring farmer as they wagoned to the north-northeast by the way of the prominent settlement of Eulaw. The later version is most likely the true story, as in checking items for the Uaris Trail, Joe Moffitt came upon items of value indicating a woman by the same name once owned the property. Also, an old man, somewhere near his 80s, remembers sitting on the bank of the mine the last day it operated and saw one of the men take a nugget from the dirt about the size of a corn grain. He was a very small boy at the time. If you wish, you can camp at the beautiful Walled Spring, but be sure to watch out for rattlers in the summer. And on winter nights, when the moon is bright and the wind is moaning through the stately oaks, be sure to have your wits and your buddy with you.